What's up, everybody? Welcome to Audio Oddity. I'm back again with BDC. What's up, man?
What's good? What's good, everybody? We got a lot of news to talk about.
A lot of gaming news this week. A lot of stuff. I thought it was, you know, I think we had talked, I don't know, sometime another. It was like middle of the week or something. And then I was like, you was like, man, a whole lot of stuff going on. I was like, I ain't really seen nothing. You know, I need to go check. And then I looked. There was a few things that went down this week. So
a lot of a couple of Marvel games, and some of those games are mobile out here.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get into the D23 Marvel Disney gaming showcase. We'll get into
this is their first Marvel Disney event, I think.
I believe so. With gaming news, together. First one I remember, anyway. I mean, it's kind of, but they just got, what was it, a year now? Maybe two. Yeah. And yeah, this is the first kind of gaming showcase I seen that I can remember, anyway, where they, you know, did that. So we're gonna talk about that today, the D23 Disney Marvel Gaming Showcase. We had a Ubisoft Forward happen. And what else we got?
Got the release of Splatoon 3.
Yeah, we got the release of Splatoon NBA 3.
2K13, which we didn't play yet.
Yeah. Yeah, we got that 2K, which will not be talked about on this show, probably.
That Jordan edition at $150.
Yep. Sony getting all mad now. Sony pissed off now.
I still don't understand why they're getting so mad, but yeah, we'll get into that.
Yeah, that Call of Duty, it didn't sunk in now. What really went down? We're going to get into that. But don't forget to like and subscribe to our YouTube channel, and make sure you check out the podcast across all podcast platforms, and of course hit us up on social media. So
and don't forget to, if you like what you're hearing, comment you know, below. Yes. Let us know. Sound off in the comments.
And shout out to our first comment we got on our YouTube video. I think his name was Stu. If you listen, I think it was Stu. I'm gonna look it up. I'm gonna make sure I get your name right, because he was the first person to comment on the new YouTube. So I want to make sure I get his name right. Shout out to him if he's listening, man. Really appreciate the comment. Really appreciate it. Yeah, Stu Mays was his name. Stu Mays. So shout out to Stu Mays. He was our very first comment. You know, he left a little comment, and I think you responded back to him, right? So
yeah, I responded back.
Yeah, really appreciate that. So everybody, yeah, leave your comments. Let us know what you like, what you dislike. Let us know what we got wrong, because I'm pretty sure we probably spit a lot of wrong information sometimes. Let us know if we got anything wrong. So really appreciate that. So anyway, so let's just get right into it. Let's start off with the Disney Marvel thing. First off, do you even like you're not a, you're a DC guy, aren't you?
I'm a DC person, but I like superhero everything. I like everything superheroes.
Yeah.
Marvel got too much stuff going on for one, or for me. I like to just jump in, watch this. You know, jump in and watch that. So I it's one thing that caught my eye. It was it the Black Panther and Captain America video game?
Yeah. So yeah.
That caught my eye a little bit.
So it was like three things that really stood out. I watched the whole thing. It was only like 20 some minutes long, I think. And it was hosted by Blessing Adeoye Jr. from Kinda Funny. He hosted it. Did a real good job too, and it was only like a couple. I'm just gonna go through the things that like stood out, because it was a bunch of stuff in there, but there was like mobile games and, you know, stuff that we, let's just face it, we ain't gonna play. It's just not gonna get talked about on this show.
Me being a PlayStation guy, people know I like PlayStation a lot. I was looking for some, like maybe a surprise Marvel or like Spider-Man clip or Wolverine glimpse or something.
It wasn't nothing like
that.
They
just went completely. Like, they didn't do no Guardians of the Galaxy DLC or
that you would expect. Nothing like that.
No,
so,
Marvel Alliance DLC. This is all new stuff.
No
gameplay or nothing that I seen. Maybe I'm wrong. I didn't see no real gameplay.
It was some gameplay for, well, I'll get into it. So, look, yeah. So the first thing up was Tron. They're making a, you know Tron, right? The old movie Tron?
Wasn't like blue, like blue and black or something like that.
It was an old tech movie where I think
I've seen them, but the guy gets sucked into the video.
Yeah, the guy gets sucked into the video game. They made another movie about it later on too, a sequel to it, and it was all right. Well, they're doing a game in the Tron universe. It's titled Tron Identity, and they had a little trailer for that. And it's more like a visual novel mystery game. So I don't think it's something I'm gonna be playing.
That Tron game, it's gonna come and go.
Yeah, it's gonna come and go. So the next thing up is man, I should have got my water on my refrigerator before we started. I'll get it in a minute. Anyways.
I got my big jug right here.
I know. So the next thing was the Black Panther and Captain America game. This one, I'm interested in this one. So it's gonna be you got Skydance New Media is doing it. And it's gonna take place in
what have they done? That's what I was about to ask you. Who's the developer? I'm concerned on who's the developer.
Well, let's look. Skydance. Hold on. Let's check it out.
While you check that out, I personally, this channel is not about that, but I personally thought the movies they showed was a lot better than the games. Like, yeah. They dropped a lot more videos and stuff like the Little Mermaid and Peter Pan and Whitney, you know, just I was more interested in that than the games. I was kind of disappointed with the games. I was like, when I seen the games, I'm like, so this is everything? You got to be another one. Oh, this is okay. Got to be another one. It was nothing that never caught my eye except that Black Panther and Captain America. And they said some of it's going to be in Wakanda and some of it's going to be, I guess, in different like parts of the world and stuff like that. So I'm curious to see, is it a co-op game? Is it open world? You know, I'm curious. Said something about it's gonna be like I'm pretty sure you got the notes, but ain't it like it's not Black Panther, but it's like his grandfather or something like that?
I don't know about all that.
He's not the actor who passed or something like that, but they grandfather or something
Yeah, it probably won't be him.
Black Panther,
but it's supposed to take place in both worlds, like Captain America, but it's like I think it's like back in like World War II or something. I don't know. It's kind
of just like these games are all like, you know, in early stages. So don't expect you know, a lot of stuff. Like you remember last year at the awards, we got a Wonder Woman open world trailer and we never heard nothing about that again.
So this is what it says. It says
come and go.
Says Sky Media is working on a game that takes place in the worlds of both Black Panther and Captain America. The teaser trailer was a light on details, but according to a Marvel blog post, the game will star Steve Rogers as Captain America and Azuru in World War II era Black Panther. So, yeah, it's not the one from the movies. Yeah. Gabriel Jones, a U.S. soldier who is also part of the Howling Commandos, and Nana Lee, a member of the Wakandan Spy Network. The currently unnamed game will be headed by Amy Hennigan, or how do you say that? I'm probably messing her name up. And former creative director of Uncharted series who joined Skydance in October. So that's what they're doing. And I'm trying to see what Skydance is. What games they done in the past. So, yeah, it looks like they're only working on like... Hold on, let me see. They did Walking Dead, Saints and Sinners. Some game called Archangel. PWND, never heard of that. Yeah, and that's
it. Let's talk about the next. we'll have more.
Skydance is more known for their TV stuff. They did a lot of stuff in television.
So basically what you're saying is it's a new studio. Yeah, basically, this is their first big AAA title, basically.
Yeah, this is going to be their first big AAA title. And so
this is like a lot of people like to say, like, you know, when you first start off with a studio, it's like you hit or miss. And like, the people who made the Call of Duties, the good Call of Duties, they took a chance with Titanfall, and you see where that got them at. That got them the apex. So it's good when you start a good game, but this got a lot of eyes with Captain America and And Black Panther is almost like it's a triple A game. You know, you look at it as that. You know, a lot of eyes are going to be on this game if it sucks or if it's good. So it's important to make your, you know, your first game your biggest impression. Like, you know, Bungie with Halo. They made Halo. People always remember. You're going to remember that. So,
yeah.
So it's a big job. It's a big job.
I mean, like I said, it looked like they ain't done much, but man, they can always make a name for everybody. Got their start somewhere, right?
Yeah. I mean, all eyes are on them. So, you know, miss, hit or miss, you know.
Yep.
They got somebody from Uncharted, so that's pretty good. that's a good start.
All right. So the next thing up I saw was, what was it? Let's see, you got Black Panther.
Is that the only console game they got announced, or is there another one?
No, they got a Marvel Midnight Suns, which XCOM type. Yeah, the XCOM type game.
Yeah, that come out. I think they released date like December something now.
December 2nd. December 2nd.
So that's competing with something else. That's competing with
Callisto Protocol. Comes out December 2nd also.
That's a different fan base, so that'd be completely different.
Yeah, this is two different things. I don't see me playing this, but I'm not too big on like the XCOM style, you know.
Yeah, those games are big. It's gonna probably do big.
Oh yeah. I'm sure there's definitely a fan base for this. It's definitely.
I don't play it. Do numbers. Well, I look at the store. I look at people playing it on Twitch, but
yeah,
you know, if you plan on playing that game on Twitch, hit in the comments. I'll follow you on Twitch.
And let's see what else. And let's see. So Marvel Midnight Suns, and then they got like a. I think this is like a Marvel Snap, which is like a card game. I don't know. It's not something I'm into.
I heard something about it, but I didn't really look into it.
But it looks like it's mobile, maybe. Yeah, I think it's going to be PC and mobile. So, it's a lot. Okay. I don't want to talk bad because there's a big fan base for mobile people, you know? So, like, I don't want to talk bad about the showcase, but it just wasn't for me. I'll put it that way. You know,
I was more like I said in the beginning, I was more interested in the movies they show. Like, you know, a lot of the movies is a lot better information and some movies I might watch. So,
thank you. My daughter brought me a water.
Oh, that's one thing, real quick, but I'm kind of just throwing off a little bit was nobody asked for a Mustafa movie. I never wondered why he was bitter.
Okay.
I never as a kid watched and wondered why was he bitter. Oh, I want an origin story of that.
All right. So
why he was so bitter about, you know?
So this is a video game podcast, but we can get into it though. Yeah, not only did we not ask for a prequel for Mufasa, we didn't ask for a live action. It's live action. I don't care nothing about that.
Is it live action?
It's live action. Yes, it's live action.
But you know what? I know we don't talk about shows, movies a lot, but if they can make me understand why he's like that and make it good.
Did you watch the live action Lion King?
If I had kids, I would show my kids the cartoon and be like, this is
Lion King. And that's what I did. This is Lion King.
I watched it. It wasn't bad, but it's kind of hard to remake that movie without trying to change your own stuff to it. Like they remade Aladdin. And Aladdin was pretty good. I thought Will Smith
did a great job. He killed it. Yeah, he killed it.
A lot of people was worried, and he did his
thing. I wasn't worried. He killed it. But the live action Lion King, I tell my kids, man, don't even bother. Let's just watch the. We're gonna watch the old version. That's the Lion King. We're not even gonna bother the rest of this. So
that's how this event was. That's how good this event was. We're talking about the movies.
Yeah, I mean, if you're into mobile gaming, it had all kind of stuff in there for you. If you like, are you a Monkey Island fan? Because they're coming out with another Monkey Island game. Like, stuff like that. You know what
Watch
I mean?
Watch it be the most popular thing when it come out.
Oh, yeah.
The card game.
Oh, yeah. It's
going to be popular. We're going to be like, well, we talking about this now.
Yeah,
I'm actually playing it right now.
Yeah. And I'm going to, I ain't going to lie. I'm going to be real mad y'all make me have to come back on here and talk about this Marvel card game. Like, I'm going to have to come back on here and play it and talk about it. Because that's what the public demands. Because I really don't want to. I really don't. But here we are. All right. So what's up next? So that was that event. Like I say, if you big into Marvel and you big into mobile, this was the event for you. Like, yeah, everything you can ask for. Moving on, what else we got here? Cyberpunk. You seen the new Cyberpunk DLC?
I seen a little quick trailer. Yeah. I seen the disappointing thing about it. Well, some people would think, I would think they would be disappointed, was the DLC is only coming to next gen.
Yeah, so I
they got been... y'all. They took y'all money from last gen, what they wanted, so... and now they're working on next gen only. Yeah. Knew this game should have been next gen only.
They knew. Okay, so it's all okay. We can go ahead. Everybody can go ahead and say it now. CD Projekt Red knew what they was doing. They fucked y'all. All right, that's what they did. They knew everything they knew they was doing with this. They was like, look, we need this money, so we gonna put out. We know this game broken. They knew the game was broken when they put it out.
My friend, I was like that game, like watching the trailers and stuff. Yeah, that game seemed like it's too good to be true.
Man, look,
and I'm gonna get a PS5 or an Xbox.
Man, I knew something was up. When they gave, like, the reviews went up, like, the day before it came out, and people was just like, oh, we just got our code today. And I was like, hold on, what?
And people when you just get it today, you can't review the next.
So it was hard to review. Like, and then they only got PC codes. They didn't get no console codes. They only gave out PC codes.
But a lot of those reviews was biased, though. They judged it off what the game should have been. They were like, oh... But if you play the game and you didn't run into all these glitches, like, we'll give it a 9, you know. You review what you got on the table.
See, and that was the PC version that they were still was glitching out. The PS4 version was unplayable at launch.
Yeah, they unplayable. Say the next gen, like, I played it on PS5. It was playable. It was good.
Yeah,
was
on if you had a PS5, I had it on PS5 at launch, too. Yeah, you could play it. But the PS4 on PS4? Nah.
Yeah, I hear it was bad. The weirdest glitch I ever heard ever, and excuse my language, somebody had a dick out their pants sticking out. Like, you know, that game had weird stuff. That game had like it was a glitch where somebody had their stuff sticking out their pants and they couldn't get it.
No,
it was a glitch. I had weird glitches. I seen glitches where people's faces are blurry. When you're talking to them, their faces just blur, and then all of a sudden it just appears when you're talking to them. I seen just like,
yeah,
I haven't seen all the other bad glitches I read about, man, on, you know, last gen.
So anyways, fast forward now, you know, they didn't patch the game and all this. Now they gonna
count their money. They like,
yeah, now they can count all this money up and they like, you know what? The game is obsolete for the last gen now. Don't worry about it. If you don't own the next gen console, forget about Cyberpunk. It's done. We finished with
you. And
y'all.
Do you blame them? That part come out broke too.
What they should have did it from the beginning. Just delay the game a year and made it completely next gen. They knew they couldn't get it working.
They wanted the money, though. They wanted that GTA money because GTA did it.
Yeah,
GTA
they wanted the money.
You know, they put their stuff out last gen, made millions.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then they the next console and killed that too. And then another next gen console killed that.
Yeah, GTA didn't kill three consoles, three generations of consoles. But yeah, so that's the bad part about the DLC. I tell you what, though, after I just talked all that shit, I want to go play Cyberpunk now.
And they added new missions to the game, right? In the game right now.
Oh, they did? I don't know.
They added stuff to the game. They added a bunch of stuff to the game.
Okay, that was.
I see. That's why I got to do my homework. I start doing homework. They did add stuff to the game, free too, no charge.
Yeah,
I think it's like weapons and a couple of side missions.
Okay. Yeah, I want to hop back into it, man. I played a little bit last week, but not like nothing. But I really like want to play now. Like, I want to beat the game now.
I played a little bit before Saints Row came out. I was like, I'm gonna try to just bounce off and just play both.
Yeah,
I want to beat that game. I want to beat Cyberpunk, and this is like,
Yeah, I want to beat it too. I wonder how much this DLC is gonna cost, or are they giving it away, or
it should be free.
It should be free, but you know it ain't gonna be free. It should be free though.
I wonder, is it like a 10 hour, 20 hour, 30?
Yeah, how long a DLC is it?
They've been working on it. Been out for 2 years almost.
It's called Phantom Liberty.
Yeah, what's the name? Announced he's back. Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, Keanu Reeves
he's
is back.
At the end of the trailer, which that was good. Let you know he's in the game. It ain't like some bootleg character you're playing with or something. Or
yeah, they need to pay Keanu Reeves. That's why they had to release it on PS4, I guess.
We'll get that money first, and then we'll
then we'll go. But Yeah, so I want to play. I'm gonna hop back in. I got a little bit before God of War comes out. I'm almost through with the first God of War, but I don't even know if I need to beat it like that. Like, I don't even know if it's necessary. But I do want to hop back in Cyberpunk, and I want to beat Cyberpunk, so I will be hopping back into Cyberpunk. Even though they ripped some people off, man. They ripped people off. they did.
Yeah, they had an update for it too. So check your PlayStation or Xbox if you got it on Xbox, PlayStation. I did get a big update a couple of days ago, so it's out. The update. Yeah. They added some stuff and fixed some stuff to it, and that team said they're investing in this game and they're going to go all out with it. So they're just leaving you out if you're on last gen.
Yeah, if you're on last gen. Good thing now you can get a PS5. I saw the Horizon bundles. They were around at Walmart for a good while. Like the last couple of weeks, you can buy one. So you can't get a PS5 now. Or
yeah,
Series.
Yeah, we have my here all the time, and Xboxes. Yeah. It's starting to be like the norm now. When you go to the store, you see a PlayStation and Xbox.
Yeah. And don't forget,
out here as much as an Xbox, but they're not hard to get.
And don't forget, people, Series S is also next gen. It plays the game. It's next gen, though. It's next gen. The Series S is next gen. So they getting that DLC.
My thing is, I got one, but wait till that real next gen start, when it starts going full blown.
You think it's gonna be struggling? you think
it's gonna be like it's gonna be like the Switch? Well, that game it's 1440 but 30 frames locked.
You think that Series S gonna start coughing?
A lot of people said Stardust.
Stardust.
Or the new Xbox game that's coming out next year.
Talking about
Starfield.
Starfield, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, everybody's saying that game was struggling, and it might run at 30 frames or something like that, or whatever.
On a Series
X. If it's struggling on the Series X, because it was struggling at that event they showed. If it was struggling on that, you could imagine what it's going to do on the Series S. I just hope, you know, they get their stuff right, which I'm pretty sure they will, but it's going to run lesser.
Yeah,
on the Series S. I guarantee you that game is going to be better on it.
But I'm saying is, it's still next gen. They going to get the Cyberpunk DLC, so.
Oh, yeah. If you don't care about that, you know, about the graphics.
Yeah, a lot of people don't care about, you know, 60 locked, and, you know, some people don't care about that.
I believe Cyberpunk got an update on the Series S to 60, I believe. I believe it's locked or... I got to read the patch. I should read the patch notes. I'm going to start doing better with notes and stuff like that. But I believe it runs better on the Series S now.
Yeah.
I know some games has been, too. If you keep an eye on social media and stuff like that, they do add 60 frames to a lot of the S games that was, like, maybe at 30 frames. Like, one of the games right now, I know some people is trying to get at 60 is The Crew. The Crew 2. The Crew 2 just got updated to 60 frames, 4K, only on X. Not Serious S. So it's some games out there still struggling on the S. Huh. So that game is old. That game's like 4 years old, and they can't get it at 60, but it's open world, the whole United States. So it's still taking up a lot of power.
You know,
I
don't think I ever played The Crew. I remember being excited for the first one that came out, because it was like you can race all over the United States, and then I never even played it.
Yeah, it has a lot of spots in the US. Like if you go to Ohio, they'll have all like the big spots, but you won't see everything in detail, like every street. You can't go down every single street ever. It is have like if you go to Texas, San Antonio,
just like the landmarks. Yeah,
you know, they have landmarks, and you, oh, that look cool, that look real, you know. And that's what it needs to do. You know, it don't need to have every city or every street.
All right, but
a lot of games struggle on that system still, you know. But for the first party games, they're pretty good. Like I run Halo good. I run Forza at 60. You know. It runs good, so.
See, that's what I'm saying, man. Next gen.
It's next you still got to have money with it because you still need that SSD. 2K, 23 came out Friday.
152 gigs. It's crazy.
I think that game 150 gigs. So you put Warzone and Call of Duty on there, you're done.
Man, 152 gig. They better show me being able to go get in my car after the game. It's crazy.
You put three games on that Series S, it's done. So
if you play Call of Duty in 2K, you done. You finished. Yeah. That's your system.
So if you look at the system in the store, you might as well just go ahead and get that $500 system. Mind I got it because it was hard to get at the time. So
yep, and it don't even matter if you buy disc or go digital. You still got to load the game up. It don't matter.
Got it right here, Sierra, terabyte.
That's crazy.
It costs, but I can use it though for my Sirius X when I do get it. So,
all right, moving on. Ubisoft Forward. So they announced pretty much all Assassin's Creed games. Man, I'm trying to make sense.
Was that
of
all
this
they
right
announced? Because I didn't get a chance to see that at all.
It was all Assassin's Creed. So we know
no Prince of Persia or nothing or
no. So we know about Assassin's Creed Mirage, right? That's the one we talked about last week. It's gonna be coming out. It actually has a name, you know, and all that. So that one's coming out. But then they also announced like the different versions of Mirage just coming out and all that too. So that was kind of cool. The deluxe version is still standard.
Is that
deluxe
like a video
collector's
they got,
edition
like of all the stuff they showed, the gameplay and stuff?
You know, I didn't watch this on video. I'm not sure if they even showed the gameplay for this. I'm not
so
sure
like
they
a conference
did.
Or just like a little,
yeah, yeah,
else?
It was a Ford. Yeah, I'm not sure. I didn't watch it. I read it. I didn't watch it on today. YouTube. Yeah, I didn't YouTube it yet or nothing to watch the Ford. I just read through it. So I don't know if they actually show gameplay or any of this. So they got that coming out. So then they announced Assassin's Creed Valhalla, called The Last Chapter. That's some DLC for Assassin's Creed Valhalla. I haven't even played Valhalla the original yet, so.
Yeah, I hear know. That game is good. So that's the second DLC for that game.
Yeah,
that game had another one.
Second or third, huh?
The first one wasn't three. As good. I know. I think it, like I know IGN gave it like a 7 or something like that, or it was okay.
So it is free. It's a free update.
Oh, this one was it cost. This one was a $40 game.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
that
this
one
is
was
a free update.
The first one.
Yep. So
this one's free.
Yeah, this one's gonna be free.
That's good.
So then we got into these other Assassin's Creed games, which I'm so confused by. So none of these have official titles yet. So all these names I'm giving is code names, okay? They're not going to be official titles. So this is Assassin's Creed Codename Jade. This one's by the creators of Assassin's Creed Syndicate, which I think I had that game.
And that was one considered the OK ones.
Yeah, and they also created the creators of Assassin's Creed Odyssey. And this one's going to take place in China. It's the first time Assassin's Creed been to China. So, yeah. So,
Ghost of Tsushima.
So, also, this one's going to be mobile only. It's a mobile only game.
The China one?
Yeah. It's a mobile only game.
I don't want it no more.
So they said on the topic of mobile games, while discussing Assassin's Creed series coming to Netflix, confirmed there is another new mobile game in development for Netflix gaming platforms. So they're talking about putting a game on Netflix.
Let me say one thing. Okay, real quick. I want to get this out here. Get it off your chest.
Go ahead.
Netflix. I'm talking to you. You got money, and you keep putting these games out there into shows, and they keep flopping. Resident Evil, you flopped, and I don't know how you just keep flopping with these movies and stuff like
Cowboy
that.
Cowboy Bebop.
And you see the Assassin's Creed game or movies, they flop. Now you putting on a show on Netflix? Come on, like,
and then
really
who do you know anybody playing Netflix mobile games? Anybody?
From what I hear, is nobody playing them.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't met a person yet that has tried one of those games.
And you announce Assassin's Creed show after Resident Evil. You ain't had no. Well, you know what? I'm lying. Let me catch myself before I mess up. You did have The Witcher, which was successful.
The Witcher did good.
Witcher was successful. So, but Assassin's Creed ain't did no good movies. They did like 2 movies, I believe.
I ain't seen either
one. Guy who played Magneto did the last one. I haven't seen it, but I don't know anybody who said it was good.
Yeah, you probably right. Probably
I mean, this is their. I can say I like to compare this right here. I compare this. This could be their Daredevil. You know, Daredevil was a flop in the movies.
Came to really, Netflix really and was successful.
Netflix,
yes,
that
right?
Show was probably one of the best shows when it came out. Mm-hmm. If they can make Assassin's Creed into a good show, then kudos to them. Assassin's Creed could have the potential to be a good show. I could see it. But okay. Hopefully, you know, with this Resident Evil, I didn't see the Resident Evil, but I hear it was so bad. I don't hear not one person say it was good. Like I hear later on it gets better.
I work with a guy that said he said it wasn't good, but he says the best thing he ever saw from Resident Evil. So like out of the movies and
Raccoon,
all that.
Welcome to Raccoon City movie. So I like that movie, that reboot.
Yeah. All right, so we ain't done yet though. So here go. We got more Assassin's Creed. So the next game, this one's codenamed Red. Assassin's Creed codenamed Red will be the next premium flagship title in the Assassin's Creed franchise following Assassin's Creed Mirage. So this one's going to come out after Mirage comes out. And this one will be set in Japan, and it's in the future of the series. So I guess we're moving forward now. Instead of, you know, all the other games took place in the past, this is going to be in the future? I don't know. No release date or nothing, but...
I can say this, though. I do love... I think the guy's name is Ezra. When you go in the current time, I think... What was that one? Black Flag or... Remember his name was Ezra when you play current time?
Yeah. When you go into the
I did like that.
I forgot the Animus or whatever they call it.
I did like that when they went to current and you was in the city and did stuff on the roofs and all that. Mm-hmm. I love that, and I always thought Assassin's Creed would be really, really good in more in the world.
Yeah, if so, they would have this is like more in the time future, on that.
That's pretty cool.
Okay.
I definitely got my attention.
But wait, there's more.
There's more?
Here's another Assassin's Creed game, codenamed Hex. The veteran team behind Assassin's Creed Valhalla at Ubisoft Montreal is also at work on a new flagship title with a team led by creative director Clint Hocking. Assassin's Creed codenamed Hex is a very different type of Assassin's Creed game that appears to be, at the least as from the teaser trailer, about witchcraft and perhaps the Salem witch trials. Very scant details were offered, only that it's only the horizon and going to release in the future. So this one's going to be kind of a witchcraft vibe and might take place during the Salem witch trials, which everybody know that's when they was going around persecuting everybody for being witches and killing them. So that sounds entertaining. Yeah, that sounds entertaining.
I want to see some of these games, like when they drop those trailers, I want to see maybe years to come. Maybe, I don't know. All this stuff sound like it's going to be years, or is this going to be like part of the live service or something?
This is just sound like moving forward. I'm thinking.
Is that part of what I read, I think, today? Like the Ubisoft announced a 10-year plan or something?
Probably like a 5-year plan. That's what this looks like, most likely, like 5 years.
Basically, they took Odyssey, Valhalla, and stuff like that, like they did, and just announced them all together.
Yeah,
like,
basically.
Like them saying, hey, Valhalla's going to come out.
Yeah, kind of like what they did on that run when they released like Origins, Odyssey, and Valhalla.
So you know? They said it was done like last year or two with the yearly. So this is coming back now? Because it seemed like it's going
to
be more.
It seems like they're going back to the yearly year. Because they already talking about the game they're releasing after Mirage. So I imagine that's going to be back, you know, a yearly thing again, I would imagine. So lastly, they talked about, and we heard about this for like 2 years now, the Assassin's Creed Infinity, which is this one. What am I looking
Infinity
for?
Infinity and Beyond.
So this is different. So remember we heard about this Infinity, and it was like, oh, it's going to be like a lot free to play Assassin's Creed, you know, type deal or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, this one's.
So, this the live service one?
Well, yeah, live service. That's what I'm trying to think of. But I don't. This is not what they describe. Listen to what it says. It says this is going to act like a hub for each Assassin's Creed experience, as well as players who will be able to interact with each other in terms of multiplayer. Though there's no detailed information of what type, the team is currently investigating how it will bring a standalone multiplayer experience back to players while being connected in Infinity Hub. So it sounds like...
Basically, this is what's the name? I don't mean to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
But this is basically the Pokemon of when Nintendo announced that a couple of years ago. Remember, they had a hub to take you to all the Pokemon games that came on the Switch. So
yeah, something like that. That's what it sounds like.
You can change and exchange stuff and pictures and different stuff like that. So basically, that's what this game it sounds like.
That's what it sounds like.
You basically have to buy it, like buy these games though still. But just like a hub to talk to people. If you just want to get on there and talk Assassin's Creed, or if you're stuck on a mission, or if you just like just talking about the stories to people. And yeah, like, that's cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. So yeah, man, that's the future of Assassin's Creed. I might hop back in Assassin's Creed. I might go back and play some of these games I ain't played. That's you know, cool. like Origins, like Odyssey, made, like, and, you know.
That's like if they made Gotham City and like a hub where you can just walk around and play Arkham Knight, play Gotham, you know, Arkham, the original Arkham, and you could just talk to hang out with people who like Batman, and, you know, Pokemon did it. So, you know, they got enough people to do that with Ubisoft.
Like, yeah, it looks like what they're going for. It looks like what they're going for.
And it's a little educational. Assassin's Creed, you can learn stuff from Assassin's Creed too, so.
Yeah, so... I don't know. It seems like they future bright with Assassin's Creed and all that. You know, at least they got a plan. You know what I mean? At least you know.
Yeah,
you got,
I
mean,
that's cool. I didn't read about that yet. I haven't, like, when I got home and stuff like that, I was busy, had to cook and stuff like that. So yeah. I didn't read everything in detail about that. So I'm just learning that from you. So
yep.
That's pretty cool.
So yeah. So that's what's going on with Ubisoft and Assassin's Creed. So if you're an Assassin's Creed fan, man, the future's looking bright for you.
I'm curious to find out what the online going to be. Like, is it going to be co-op?
Like, it even sounds like they're not exactly sure what it's going to be, though. It sounds like they're still trying to, you know, work things out or whatever with it and figure out what they want out of it or whatever, you know? So, yeah. I just don't want to see, you know, the dude in Assassin's Creed running around with guns, you know, like shoot each other. It'd be kind of weird.
Seeing Assassin's Creed characters, Fortnite.
Yeah, Fortnite doing, you know. I don't see him doing.
Reach on this and do this. And
I don't want to see him doing emotes and all that. Like, it's kind of weird. All right, man. Now let's get down to it.
I got a cramp. I caught a cramp in my leg.
Let's get down to it now. Let's get down to it. Let's talk about this. Sony seems to have a little problem now with this Call of Duty purchase. So, what you think about that? You know, you read it. I know you read it. I know you heard.
I didn't read too much detail. I mean, it ain't that much to read about it. It's just they keep thinking, I don't know. I don't know what Sony's getting at. It's making them look kind of bad a little bit. Kind of making them look a little bit bad a little bit. You know, like you got Destiny and you got, like, you know, other stuff too, you know, and you got years to make another shooter, you know.
Yeah.
And Microsoft never said they're cutting them off. You know,
yeah,
they never said, like, oh, we're just like done completely, we're never making this, you know, we're going to take it away. But Sony just feel threatened, I guess.
So
it's understandable.
Yeah. So for those who don't know, haven't heard this or don't know the details of this, basically what it is that Sony's boss, Jim Ryan, Phil Spencer came out, was it last week? And he was talking about how, you know, moving forward, we will have our stuff on PlayStation, you know, da 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 da. He basically worded it in a way where, kind of like what he had said before, like he's gonna honor the years that they have, but he really didn't. If you pay attention to what he said, he really didn't say like, "Oh yeah, we're gonna make sure that," you know what I mean. He just said stuff like, "Oh yeah, it's gonna be on their system, same day it's gonna be on Game Pass," but he really didn't say how long. Well, PlayStation boss came out and he's like, you know, it sounded like some stuff had been talked about like in private or whatever. He even kind of mentions it. And basically, he's worried about how bad that their purchase of Call of Duty is going to hurt PlayStation, because it's apparently a big part of their business, Call of Duty. So
they invested so many years in this with this company. Like, it's their game. They treat it like Call of Duty, everybody knows, is treated like a PlayStation game.
Yeah. So
content like a year early, and, you know, they exclusive content. They love, everybody know Activision loves Sony. So
my only problem with this, man, it's like, look. Okay. So, you know, I mean, first of all, they bought this, right? It's theirs. They about to pay, what, $56 billion or something for this. It's theirs. The man said he was going to honor what's on the contract, but it sounds like PlayStation wants them to come out and be like, oh no, don't worry, nothing going to change. And they even, PlayStation even, they even had the nerve to throw out and say, well, we believe this is going to hurt. You know, we're looking out for the welfare of gamers. Man, if y'all don't miss me with that, welfare of gamers, they worried about their pockets. PlayStation worried about that bottom line. That's what y'all worried about. Don't even throw I couldn't believe he said that. Oh, this is going to hinder gamers. Come on, man. Come on. Really? That's what we here for? Like, really? So, I don't know, man. So, in the way the contract reads, I'm so confused because we even was talking about this and it seems like everybody else is confused. It says 3 years, right?
Yeah.
But it says three years. It says 3 years on top of whatever Activision said. But they never say how many years Activision, they never.
That game was they say it had like I think like two or three more Call of Duties. And then like on top of that, meaning they going to be on there on PlayStation 4 for like another 6-7 years.
You see, so
they're skipping next year, like period. So,
but see, that's what I'm saying. You know, I don't think
it's going to count next year.
I don't think it's that long because he seemed really mad. So, you know what I mean?
You got it out in the contract. If you seem mad still, you still got it out in the contract.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, I'm not Xbox. I'm talking about Jim Ryan. He seems really angry about this. So that's what I'm thinking. Like, the old Activision contract, it must be about to run out, like, soon. Like, you know, within the next year or whatever.
Like 2 years or something like that.
So he knows that within the next, I'll put it this way. I think he thinks or knows in the next 5 years, Call of Duty.
Next gen console is basically Call of Duty. Could be exclusive.
Could be exclusive to Xbox. That's the way he's talking. And the only problem I have with this, man, is that PlayStation notorious for exclusives, man. Notorious. Spider-Man. Come on. Last of Us. Like, this is what they do. How can you be mad?
Let me put it this way. Let me put it this way, though. PlayStation is not notorious. All right, let me get myself up a little bit. PlayStation is not like super big. They got online games, but they're not big on the online games. Like, they don't have nothing Call of Duty level.
They have no first person shooters.
The one they got now is Destiny. So yeah, they got that. But you take away Destiny, you don't got any other shooters. And shooters, people who play shooters are big, you know. Like, you know, when you buy a PlayStation, you're buying PlayStation for MLB The Show.
Yeah.
But now it's on Xbox 2 now. So, but, you know, when you're buying a PlayStation, you know Call of Duty is going to get the content, you know. But if you take Call of Duty away, okay, I play Spider-Man, I play this game, but I play Call of Duty all year. Yeah. So I can't get my Call of Duty on there, so I'm just going to have to switch over to Xbox.
But, yeah.
You know, I stopped playing the PlayStation or the Spider-Man's. I beat that and that's it.
Yeah, but you know, and I understand why they mad, but it's just kind of hypocritical because, you know, they the same company where, you remember when Marvel Avengers came out, Spider-Man was exclusive to PlayStation because PlayStation wouldn't, you know, share Spider-Man.
They don't even let Spider-Man go to Xbox.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? Like, but you understand what I'm saying? But now, oh, all of a sudden now, you know, we hurting gamers. We need to share, you know, like, come on, man. Come on, really?
Well, you know, PlayStation really? Do got a big fan base. You promise this fan base these games and exclusive content, and now this is like it possibly might not be on there no more. You're going to lose those people.
Yeah. You will. You know, but
so PlayStation might not really. He might not really care, but he might act like he cared to get these people to say no. That's what basically what he doing.
See, and that's
he want these people to say okay. You know,
there
what?
We go.
Nah, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do it because you're going to piss a lot of people off.
And that's my point. So he hating from outside the club. You know what I mean? Like he said he hating. He just hating. Like he know what he doing. That's my point with all this. Like, you know, these, I mean, you know,
it's business.
Yeah, it's business. But you know that's going to take a major blow. So, you know, you out here like, nah, how you just going to let him buy that like that? Like, you know. Like, come on. But nobody said nothing when you bought all the Marvel rights to Spider-Man and all that. Nobody said nothing about that, right? That Phil Spencer could have came out and been like, how you going to buy Spider-Man? Spider-Man, that's detrimental to gamers. You know what I mean? Like, nobody said nothing about that.
Spider-Man was kind of dying a little bit. And then, you know, Insomnia, you know, got it back in being a AAA title.
Call of Duty.
Nobody cared for Spider-Man.
We can argue Call of Duty was dying too. Vanguard was kind of, you know.
Vanguard was because of the whole stuff with the owner or something like that with the case with Activision. People didn't want to support that. And then some people didn't like the time. Some people with Call of Duty, like they sell off time, like different times. Like some people be like, you know what? That's in the 60s. I'm not buying that.
Yeah.
I like
World War II. I'm tired of World War II. Mix
of that. And I liked it. I messed with it a lot and put a lot of hours into it. I'm done playing it. I put enough hours into that game, but it was a great game.
I also seen this week they talking about the next Call of Duty might take place during the Iraq War, which was in the 90s. So that's kind of current, you know. That's something they ain't done before. But I don't know. I know why the PlayStation CEO came out about it. I mean, they got investors and shareholders and, you know, people backing them. That's probably you looking at him going, you just going to let them take Call of Duty like that? You know what I mean? What you going to do about it, you know?
I think to me, too, it's part more that they got comfortable with Call of Duty being like their baby.
Yeah.
They never thought about buying Activision.
Well, I don't think...
thought about it was just going to, you know, always be there.
Well, so people seem to forget, right? Sony ain't big as Microsoft. Like... You know, you got to look outside of the PlayStation, Xbox. Yeah, PlayStation sells more. I mean, Xbox sells more consoles. They're winning. They're definitely winning the video game side of at least last gen. They kicked ass, right? But if you look at these companies,
this is this just gen sell wise.
Yeah, but if you look at this as the big picture, Microsoft as a company is huge. You know what I mean? Like they're bigger than Sony. Sony probably couldn't afford Activision. They just probably couldn't. They probably don't have $60 billion to blow on a, you know, on a studio, one studio.
I think they could have.
I think if they could have.
All that money, they just put all them thousands and thousands of dollars in them schools and stuff like that. That video they showed.
Man.
And people don't talk about that. You know, that's helping the black community.
Yeah,
you know?
But I think if they could. I really think if they could, they would have. Like it ain't like Activision,
but if you already got first dibs already on something, they're not thinking about, hey, this game is good on our system. They're thinking about buying stuff. They're trying to buy everything.
But that's my point. And I'm pretty sure when Activision made themselves available to sell, Sony knew about it. They work very close. So Sony had opportunity just like Microsoft opportunity. I just don't think they could have afforded it at the time.
Well, Sony probably, you know what I mean? Picture. They probably want other stuff to buy other companies. They've been
but that's what I'm saying. Like they probably could only. But that's what I'm saying.
That you didn't think there was like Insomnia wasn't exclusive at all to Sony when they made Sunset Overdrive. No. So when they seen that, they bought them.
And that's what I'm saying. Sony might have scraped together the money to buy them, but that might have been the only thing they could buy for a while. You know what I'm saying?
I don't.
You didn't got Microsoft that bought, you know, they bought Bethesda, all those Bethesda studios.
A lot of people said they bought Bungie was overpriced and they threw the money at that.
Oh, Sony?
Yeah, they said that was way too much. I hear Microsoft didn't even want to buy them because it was too much.
But what choice they have
after, too much.
What choice did they have after Call of Duty was gone? When they saw the writing on the wall with that Call of Duty, they didn't have much of a choice. They had to do something. They had no first-person shooters. They don't have none. When's the last time you heard somebody talking about some Killzone? Exactly.
They moved on to the other game, the dinosaur game, the Horizon Forbidden West.
Yeah, right, Horizon. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know, man. I just don't like their. I just didn't like PlayStation's hypocritical attitude about, you know, about We can't be doing all this exclusivity, you know. Like, come on, man. That's what y'all pride yourself on. PlayStation won't even let PC get their games. Like, they just now starting putting little games on PC.
A lot of them want them games day one.
Yeah,
like they think they should be on there day one, but they want the system sales first.
Yeah, they want that first. Microsoft has always been pretty open. They put their game everywhere, but they do that because they got to. You know, it probably wouldn't even sell on Xbox like that. If you didn't release it everywhere, they have to.
Well, to me, my theory, I always say it, but if their games were selling like PlayStation, Nintendo numbers, Game Pass wouldn't have never existed.
I agree.
Games was going downhill when that Game Pass came out, and it was one of the best things Microsoft did.
Yeah, it'd have been no need for Game Pass. Why you think PlayStation took PlayStation so long? And they still ain't like really pushing extra like that. They just like, you know, it's there. Excuse me, but they not like
helps out the third party games. That more helps out third party, and indie. indie games and third party, which is good. So,
and I still, and I'll say it again. I think I said it on here last week or the week before. PlayStation Extra, if you really go, if you're gonna really put side by side game for game, it's better than Game Pass. It is. If you go, go, y'all go check it out. Go look game for game and look at PlayStation Extra. Just not, you don't even have to go to that premium tier. Just that extra tier compared to what Game Pass has to offer. PlayStation has better games. They just, they do. You know, I mean, you got some bangers on there, on that PlayStation Extra. Ghost of Tsushima, Returnal. It's some bangers on there. You know, compared to what Game Pass got to offer. So, but it's all about marketing though, man. You, like I said, it's all about marketing. You can't get on
the
Twitter.
The dashboard is getting there, though. I love the dashboard. The new update
but
dashboard.
PlayStation still, 40p. PlayStation is still not pushing it, though, man. They are not pushing it like people push Game Pass. You cannot get on Twitter without seeing something about Game Pass. Can't do it.
You, I want to say, I think they are. I see PlayStation Plus more a little bit, I think. But Game Pass wasn't doing this in the first year.
No, yeah,
and it's still, they still learning and putting money into it, and a lot of these games are still coming out,
yeah,
and stuff like that. It's gonna get better. It's only gonna get better because, you know, people forget Plus still got perks just like the Xbox. Like you, I go there and get my perks, different skins and free stuff like that for these games, and you know,
and don't forget, it's cheaper. It is cheaper.
Yeah, $100 a year, and you can buy a year. You know,
yeah,
you don't
you
got
buy,
to buy it every 3 months or 6 months, or
it is cheaper. So, and I'm a, and I've been with Game Pass since I remember since the days when they ain't had nothing. You know, I was there day one on Game Pass. But I mean, I gotta call it like I call it. PlayStation Extra is a little better to me. You know, I mean,
Game Pass got a following, and PS Plus
a big
is
following
for people who just play. Like I got a couple of friends who just play stuff on Game Pass.
Yeah,
they stream games and talk about it.
Yep.
People interested in stuff like that, you know. A lot of people like to jump from game to game. That's not me. Even on Plus, I don't jump to every game. So a lot of people like to just try games out, you know, for 10 minutes or 5 minutes. Let me just try this game out on Game Pass. It's new. I got 4 games to try out this week.
Yep.
I don't look at it that way, you know. I just, whatever catch my eye. Like the last my bad. The last game that caught my eye really was a samurai game. Remember that samurai side scrolling game?
Oh, yeah.
It looked like a movie.
Trek to Yomi or whatever. Yeah.
That game, I was about to buy it on PlayStation, and it saved me money. I played it on Game Pass. Really good game.
Yep.
Highly recommend. Ninja Turtles. You know, I was going to buy that game. That I'm glad I didn't. So Game Pass kind of saves you money, too. Because, you know, once I beat that game and played it for a week, it was the time of my life, and that game is done. I don't got no reason to play it, so... I look at, that's how my Game Pass, my experience, I play games that, I was going to buy or thought about buying, play them and they're fun, and then I get rid of them.
Yeah.
You know, some people look at it as just a new, fresh game to play, but I see what you mean. You know, when you go on the dashboard, you see Game Pass and, you know, $1 for this month, you know, $2 if you're a new member or something, or Game Pass come with, Game Pass even come with the Xbox plan, I think, when
if you buy
$35 for the month.
Yeah, if you do I forgot what they call it. It's like the one where you can.
For the S,
it's like
2 years or something like that.
Yeah, it's like $35 or $25 a month.
I even forget about that. If you can't afford an Xbox, some people can't afford it. $5 off the top, $35 a month.
Yeah.
Cover your warranty, your system
everything.
Mess up.
Yeah, everything. They cover the system, your Game Pass, everything, all in one.
I was trying to get it when it first came out, and just stores didn't have it. Like you just put it off your credit.
Yeah.
A lot of stores,
but now
$35 a month, that's cheap.
I went to go pay my phone bill 2 days ago, a couple days ago, and on Verizon app, it has it. They have it up there where you can get the PlayStation.
That's what Xbox mentality.
I mean, get
that.
Where you can get the Xbox.
Go to the phone store.
Yeah, pay
phone
month to month. Yeah.
I can get an Xbox like a cell phone.
Yep, you sure can. Yep, it was up there. I was like, cool.
You're struggling. It's the pandemic still. We're still in the pandemic. You know, people are struggling. Hey, $35 a month. $25 for the S.
For 2 years. So, and then you got it. Yep.
And that's cheap. $35 a year is cheap.
So, but anyway, so that's what's going on between Call of Duty, Xbox, PlayStation. I just found it kind of funny. PlayStation even took this position on it. Like, you know, about, you know, get mad over it or whatever. But it is, but it, you know, it is shed some light on that. Yeah, you know, I know a lot of people. I knew a few people that when this whole thing got announced about Call of Duty, you know, Xbox buying Call of Duty, said it wasn't a big deal. You know what I mean? Like, oh well, you know, like it wasn't a big deal. But PlayStation cares. Like they do care. You know.
Let me say. Meanwhile, the Switch is over here, sitting over here, top selling system without Call of Duty at all. Without Call of Duty.
Can't even run Call of Duty. Because Switch don't need nothing, man.
The Switch, they got Splatoon and other shooters.
The Switch, man. Man, look, the Switch is unstoppable.
Xbox came out and said when they get it, they want Call of Duty on Switch.
Yeah,
Call of Duty used to be big on Switch. It used to be big on when I switched.
Remember they used to have the the Wii U. The Wii had that gun like plastic gun shooter thing. Yeah, with the
they Wii. Had a Wii Speak too. Where you put it on top of the TV and talk to people while you play.
Yep.
But it was successful on the Wii U. The last thing that happened was it was some DLC on one of the Call of Duty's on Wii U that didn't come out until like a year after or something. That was a big deal. But if you look at the review. Wii U's Call of Duty was better on the Wii U than the Xbox and PlayStation, they said. The smooth, that's when the Wii U was really, really stronger.
Yeah.
And remember, Wii U came out a little bit after those gens.
Yeah.
And in the reviews, they said it ran smoother, a little bit smoother, but it just didn't have all the DLC and content. I forgot which one it was, but that was the last Call of Duty on Nintendo. And I'm assuming if they say Microsoft wanted it on Nintendo, I'm assuming it's the mobile one that everybody like the mobile one. Everybody says should come to Switch. So
Microsoft was trying to bring Game Pass to Switch.
That's been rumored for a while. Game Pass was coming to Xbox at some point. Then it was coming to Nintendo. And
yeah, they were trying to get it.
Rumors.
I mean, they got it on the TVs now. They put it on Samsung new TVs.
Microsoft got a deal with Nintendo too. A lot of people didn't know. You know, they remember they had that crossover deal where some games was cross-play with each other.
Yeah.
Commercial and everything for it.
So
they are good with Nintendo. I mean, Microsoft, they're all friendly.
Yeah, Microsoft definitely has they definitely got a strategy, man. They realize that they can't beat PlayStation head up. So they definitely re-strategized and they're carving their own path out. So congrats to them.
Microsoft, Game Pass will be on all systems. It will be on all systems.
Yeah.
They're going to have it on a chip pretty soon where you put it on your TV and just play it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, that's coming. It's coming. It's going to be like a fire. It's coming. It's like a fire stick. It's coming. Oh, yeah. That's coming. And it's going to be game changing to some people. Cause
play games on your phone on Microsoft, too.
Yep. It's coming. So it's going to be, it's going to be everywhere. And, you know, I guess
I can say their mindset is different. Their mindset is getting Xboxes without systems. They want the Xbox Game Pass and their games on everything without the system.
Without the system. Like,
that's the goal. It seems
that's
like.
Right. And they PlayStation like still. Systems, yeah, and like. PlayStation still. Well, I mean, they realize that they can't beat PlayStation in hardware sales. Like, people still going to buy more PlayStations, you know what I mean? Than they will Xboxes. They realize that. So what's the next best thing? We start pushing our games everywhere. You know what I mean? The hell with it.
We'll take your games and just put them on our system.
Yeah, that's right. We'll buy the whole company.
You remember it was a big deal when Starfield. I keep forgetting the name. When Starfield, remember the developer came out. I'm sorry, it's not coming to PlayStation no more. All PlayStation fans.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
He was like, you know where you can play it at.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing he can do. I mean, it's out of my hand now.
Excuse me.
You know, Microsoft owners, so Microsoft ain't making that game third party. They said
that's a wrap. Yeah, that's
first
done.
Party is exclusive.
Yeah, that's done.
PlayStation thought they was getting that game, and like remember, PlayStation fans got mad. They got super mad at that.
I heard a guy I work with the other day. He was talking about. He go, man, I'm gonna have to break down. Go ahead and buy me a Series S. So I said, what happened? He said that Rick and Morty game they coming out with by the creators of High on Life. He's like, High on Life is exclusive. I said, oh, okay. This is what we coming down to now.
Exclusives do change what you buy. Because if you don't want to buy it, if you play Mario Kart and Smash, all those games, there's no way.
You got to have a Nintendo.
A new Nintendo system.
That's it.
You got to buy that Nintendo system.
Mario Kart ain't coming to PC.
People did that for years with people did that for years with MLB. I know a lot of people mm-hmm. who love, like Xbox, but they bought MLB, they yep. bought PlayStation because mm-hmm. that was the only baseball simulated game. Oh, I can't buy Xbox, man. I love baseball. I will buy Xbox, you know. And I, from what I hear, is the actual MLB, the baseball company, actually told or threatened Sony that they was gonna take that rights away if they didn't.
Yeah, if they didn't share. Yeah, because
they didn't just say, hey.
Well, the MLB, well, the MLB looked at it like they leaving money on the table by making it exclusive. Why are we gonna sell it just on one console? We can sell it to all consoles.
And Sony just like people thought Sony just hey, let's put it on other systems. Which,
No.
That make money for doing it.
Yeah,
but
it was the MLB. Yeah, it was the MLB that went to them and was like, look, this is what we're about to do. Otherwise,
our contract in the next couple of years.
Yeah, we just
want Xbox exclusive. If you, yeah. if you don't like this,
or thing. We just won't renew it and make it a third party and we'll release it everywhere. You know what I mean? Like we don't have to. Yeah. You know, we don't have to give you a license.
You know, Microsoft. Hey, you Sony, how they treated you. You know, we'll make it exclusive.
Yeah, don't worry
about it. We'll put it on Nintendo only.
Yeah,
and Xbox.
People be able to play it on the TV, on their TVs.
Microsoft is not in it for, they don't want to help you. They want to buy you. The one thing I always say was when Capcom was down and going under, they came to them to make Street Fighter V. They didn't want to help them. They wanted to buy them and then help them. And Sony was like, hey, we'll throw this money out at you and push the game as our game.
Yeah.
And make it exclusive. And you see where Street Fighter V is at now.
Yeah.
It launched as an okay game, but then it got better over time. So Sony, they get their people by helping you. And then later on, you know, 10 years later, 20 years later, you forgot I didn't know they bought or they didn't own that studio. They just bought the studio. Like Sony been buying studios they've been working with for years that only make games for them for years. Just like Nintendo. Monster Hunter is a big game. Capcom, you would think they would put that on other systems every year. All the Monster Hunter games, but we only seen Rise and that's it. It ain't even a rumor for another Monster Hunter game, but those games kill on Nintendo. So Monster Hunter Rise, they say look good.
Just messed up.
It didn't have all the content like a regular Monster
just
Hunter
messed
game.
Up. PlayStation helped Activision all those years, and it was like, you know, when it came down to it, we gotta go. We sorry, my bad. Our bad.
My one homeboy, he told me a couple of weeks ago. He was like, "Yeah, enjoy that exclusive beta. This the last one." He's like, "This the last one."
This the last
like,
one. Huh?
Yeah, but Call of Duty skip it next year, so it's gonna be a long time. Like. I'm a little older, so I might not be playing another 10 years from now. So y'all can have that.
That's it. Exclusive on Game Pass, Call of Duty.
And they already announced that. Microsoft already announced that when that deal is done, you're gonna get all the Call of Duties and stuff.
Yeah,
like that
on Game Pass. They come in two Game Pass.
And all that and
Call of Duties and Devil May Cry.
Like, hey, let me play Rock Band.
That's crazy. All right, man. You got anything else before we get out of here?
Oh, you forgot the segment, man.
What we doing?
We've been playing this week.
Oh, yeah. What you been playing?
I mean, I ain't much. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I guess we should have did that at the beginning, huh? Go ahead.
But I've been playing this week, really, to be honest with you. I haven't really played that much this week at all, really. But I did play some Splatoon before we started this podcast today. And I can say it's not a copy and paste game. It looks good. It moves a little slower pace. Like, you know, they kind of slowed it down a little bit. The hair moves. You can see the characters. Like, it's one level where the level is like a big old, like dock. And it's long. And I kid you not, I thought it was a mirror in the middle of the level. You can actually see the characters from the other side of the level far away. So... And then when you go into the lobby system, they promote the clothes and the shoes of the character, like the clothes in the game and stuff like that. So to me, if you look at the detail of the game, you can tell this game was made for Switch. And you could tell when you play the last one, oh, okay, that's a port from the Wii U. Yeah. That game came out in the early days of Wii U and it was already done basically. So you can like, this is the real like Splatoon. It was made for Switch. Like, you know, you could tell with Dare Tech, the game is not like a, it's not like a oh my god, like damn, this look good. But it's like when you start playing it, you start seeing the detail. Yeah. Like, oh man, like that's why all the reviews say it's not like a game changer. But when you play it more, you'll see a little bit more detail. That's what kind of worried me about it when I was going. I was almost skeptical on buying it. I was like, some people was like, oh, it's copy and paste. It looked like copy and paste. When you go out and play the game yourself, I put like maybe an hour into it a little bit. I had to cut it short. We had to do this podcast today. So yeah. I'm going to play it a little bit more when we end this show. And I will let everybody know more next week.
All right. So Splatoon,
more detail,
Splatoon 3 review next week?
Huh?
Splatoon 3 review next week.
Full Splatoon review. 2 or 3 review. Maybe not the story, but full online and the
full
co-op.
Multi. All right,
I don't really play the story of co-op. I'm sorry. You know, if y'all if y'all really want to play, have me play the story, put it in the comments. At least 5 people. If you want to head out, I'll do it. If I see 5 different people.
5 people and review the campaign. Yeah.
I will play the story and have a story review. Yeah. It's not like a cut scene and drama story. It's like a more of an objective story. And I'm not really big on that. Like, okay. You're not going to be all seeing this villain taking over and doing this and that, and you got to stop. It ain't like that. So, but that's all I've been playing this week, and I'll probably be playing more tonight, and I will, you know, probably play some more Saints Row. I did check out that Cyberpunk a little bit, with the last update they did with the next gen graphics and stuff like that. I'm going to play the new stuff part of this week, and maybe we'll talk more. You said you want to play more of it yourself, so
yeah.
I'll probably go read and see what they added. I know they added some side stuff like that. So, but more definitely next week for me for, you know, coming, you know, our games we're playing. That's all I've been playing. So I can't really talk about much more that I've been playing.
All right. Yeah. Man. Majority, like I said, I played a little bit of Cyberpunk, but majority of my time has been still on the Cowabunga collection. I've been playing that this week, and I'm working on In and Out. And when I say playing it, I probably put in maybe, I don't know, a whole week, maybe 2 hours or something. I beat the arcade game, the original arcade game of it. It ain't that long. It ain't that long.
What codes, or you beat it straight up? I know you can put codes and stuff too.
No, I beat it straight up. Just played it, beat it straight up. It's not that long, and I started on Turtles in Time, the arcade game, and I'm about maybe halfway through that one. So I'm gonna beat that because I never even played the arcade game to that. So this is my first time.
I hear
playing.
A lot of people was waiting on Pat on an update for that game. Because like they say online.
Oh, okay.
My friend at work, I was asking him about it. He said it's broke.
Okay. I haven't played the online yet. So
he was like, I don't see how I can play Warzone and when I play Turtles, it just lag and input lag and it freezes. And okay, I'm like,
thanks for the
we're
heads
not
up.
Playing Warzone, we're just playing Turtles. And I'm like, I don't know, man.
Thanks for the heads up. I'll stay away from
that's
online.
What the review said. He said when you go online, it's input lag and it starts lagging. And I'm like,
And let's see. And like I said before, I played a little bit of God of War 2. Not too much. I don't think I'm going to finish God of War. I was, and then I'm like, do I really need to? Like,
it's a continuation of the next game, though.
Yeah, I could just go watch the YouTube video and play the next game. Like, it ain't, you know what I mean?
God of War movie, and it'll just play for you all the
cutscenes. I just play the cutscenes. I see what happened, and then pick up the new one when it comes out and go. I will.
How do you not play that game all the way, though? I don't
picked
play
it
God
up.
Of War like that, but it looks good.
It is good. I mean, I picked it up, play a little
more
bit, put
time
it down.
Or is it more timing?
Yeah, just timing. Other stuff comes out I want to play, you know, just over the years, you know what I mean? And just, man, and I don't get to play, like, now that I do this podcast, I try to play a lot more because I try. But before this podcast, man, I go 2-3 weeks without playing a video game just because of work, kids, this, and this, you know, and different things happen. So, you know, it's just one of those that got away from me, but I did. I'm probably over halfway done with the game. I probably could beat it, but I kind of really want to go play Cyberpunk now and beat Cyberpunk. So I'm probably going to start working on Cyberpunk, probably make it like an hour a day or so, try to take out time to play Cyberpunk now because I really want to finish that.
Between work and like I've been dealing with a little like minor back injuries. I just haven't, like, this is the part of the week I haven't played games the most. Like, and it's like, you know, Saints Row is like an open world, you know, big game. So, like, these open world games, when you get older, it's like, man, you just want to play something to just like shoot your way through the hallways and get to the cutscene and then shoot your way through the hallway some more, get to the cutscene. But now it's like, get these big open world games. It's like, man,
where do I go? What do I do? Yeah,
I'm going to do this side mission, which I thought that was a story mission. I thought this was a story mission. This side mission, it's like, it's so much to do. And I mean, I get it. You get your money's worth and stuff like that. But I like the more linear games.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, it is what it is. You know, you get your money's worth. You know, like, I'm still getting my money's worth with Zelda Breath of the Wild still. I haven't beat that game, but I have fun playing it when I get on.
And that's how Elden Ring was, man. I hop in Elden Ring and I think I'm continuing like the main campaign and and then I look it up or I talk to somebody like, oh, that's just some little side boss you meet in the swamp. It's like, what?
You mean I made no progress? You help a lady find something, and then these kids want you to go over there because it's a monster over there. They drop the
book. You'd be like, what about that dragon I killed? Does that count? No, not really. All right, then, man. Well, that's all I got this week.
That's all you got this week. So, the highlight of your week is Caliban Collection.
That's it.
And that's for me, it's Splatoon. Splatoon. And sad, I only played about less than a hour.
Hey, that's what happened, man.
Play role, but I gotta get some of these games done.
That's what happened when you're an old gamer. It's just you have weeks like that. You be having weeks like that.
it's a lot of stuff coming out, and it's about to get really interesting. You know, I say that it's like Batman is coming out.
Batman, Call of Duty, Callisto's Protocol in December.
Other games that we might not know.
God of War, yeah.
God of War, Ghostbusters,
Yeah, it's a bunch of
so many games coming out. So this is like, man, like, you know,
it's a busy end of the year.
Gaming season started already. Splatoon, NBA is, you know, dropped. A couple other games dropped I can't think of.
Yeah, and I'm gonna apologize in advance to all my sports game fans and stuff. I just can't buy a sports game day one. I'm sorry to review it. I'm sorry. Somebody wanna send me a code. I review 2K all day, but I'm not buying no 2K day one. It is not worth $70 to have those games because they come out.
I'm normally the 2K person.
Yeah, they come out every year.
Came out, and that's what happened.
I was so close to buying Madden this year. I just couldn't do it for $70. I was like,
you know what's crazy? Man. Madden is free. It's free all weekend.
Oh, it's free again this weekend?
It's free weekend because the NFL started.
Oh, so okay. It's free
play till, I think, Monday morning.
Yeah, I played the free trial, and and I miss Madden, but. Man, $70, and then like 3 months from now, it's on Game Pass or something. I'm good. I can't, I'll wait. I'll just wait. It's going to be on EA Play or whatever. So
I can say NBA looked good, though. Like, I had everybody, including one of my best friends, told me that it's a good game. Like, they said it's harder, shot meter. The city is really, really good this year. And I'm like, the year I wanted to skip it. I'm gonna get it. It goes on sale, Game Pass.
I'm gonna
get it, just not day one. And you still got a long time.
Yeah.
You still got to September.
Yeah.
To the next one.
Yeah, so. It'll be on Game Pass after Christmas. So
I hear it's hard though. I hear the shot meter is good and stuff like that.
Shoot, I didn't see some years at Christmas. It's like $35, $40.
It'll go on sale when the NBA season starts. It goes on sale every year when the season starts. And you'll be able to buy that game for $30.
Yeah.
Guaranteed $20-$30 guaranteed. So.
But yeah,
it's just so many games that came out. Like, I'm a big Splatoon person, and I need something to save my Switch. Splatoon is the game to save my Switch. Believe it or not, Splatoon is the first game I bought for Switch since No More Heroes 3, and No More Heroes 3 came out last August.
Yeah, I believe it, man.
That's the first time that's the longest I ever had a system and not bought a game for it.
Yeah, I believe it, because my Switch was thirsty.
They got good games. It's just games I don't play. Like, they keep coming out with these Xenoblades
and all that. I don't play
Animal Crossing. Pokemon games.
They keep coming out
with all these games I don't buy. I like them. I mean, I like to look at them and people play them.
I bought the Kyle Bunga collection because I'm in Turtles. But other than that, I really, unless it's a Mario game, I'm not.
That might be my next game for Switch. I want to get Kyle Bunga collection on the Switch. So, might be my next game.
Yep. But.
Never Zelda drop and Metroid. I want to get the other Dread.
Metroid Dread.
That's on my list. It's on my list.
I heard that was really good.
The bad thing about Nintendo is, these Assassin's Creed and Halos, whatever games you're talking about, they all go on sale Black Friday in a couple of months.
Not Nintendo.
Like,
they don't.
Splatoon next year at this time, it's going to still be $60. So.
Zelda, Man, Zelda been out how long?
Zelda, $60, and it's 4 or 5 years.
Well, I saw it down. It was on sale the other day, $49.99.
Yeah, so, their sale is Black Friday. Some games are $44, and some games
$40. Yeah, that was the sale. That was it. That's all you gonna get.
Nintendo got this thing, you know.
Hell, Mario Kart still $60.
Yeah, if you ever traded in Zelda at GameStop, you probably get like $30. Yeah,
Yeah, you still get top dollar for
it. Get rid of them games that much. A lot of people don't get rid of them.
Yeah, that's crazy. But all right, man, we'll wrap it up here. We'll see y'all next week. And
I'm a little tired today. We ran a long time.
Yeah, we ran long. Yeah, and we recording this, man. It's like
some more news next week.
It's like midnight.
You never know what's coming next week?
It's like almost midnight here, and it's after midnight for him. So
luckily, I got my monster. You know, I'm good on that. So
all right, well, we'll see. We'll be back here same time next week. Everybody, be well.